In this bulletin, Prime Minister Scott Morrison calls the federal election on May 18, and Australian actor Geoffrey Rush wins his defamation court case. The latest SBS News, I'm Peggy Giacomelos. This year's federal election finally has a date, Saturday, May the 18th. Prime Minister Scott Morrison made the announcement early this morning after weeks of speculation.
You will have the choice between a government that is delivering a strong economy and will continue to do so, or Bill Shorten's Labor Party, whose policies would weaken our economy. You will get to decide between a government that has fixed the budget or Bill Shorten's Labor Party that we always know can't manage money.
Public services are now in what is known as caretaker mode when the government is dissolved. Federal opposition leader Bill Shorten has highlighted education, aged care and the economy as his top priorities. If a Labor government wins power next month, Labor leader Bill Shorten has also promised to tackle climate change, invest in hospitals and lead Australia into a strong future if his government is elected.
Labor's got a plan because we're united, we have a vision and we've got a talented team. If you are dissatisfied with the last 6 years, if you want better than the last 6 years, if you want a fair go for all Australians, if you want a government who's united and not constantly trying to tear each other down, then vote Labor.
The Greens are pushing for Australia to phase out coal in favour of renewable energy ahead of the May election. Leader Richard Di Natale made an election pitch on Thursday telling voters his party is focused on the environment. Richard Di Natale says the Greens want to lead the nation and create new jobs through the renewable export industry.
I noticed that Scott Morrison kicked off the election campaign. He didn't mention the words climate change. And of course, we know that Labor aren't serious about climate change because they don't have a plan to phase out coal and bring in renewables.
Australian actor Geoffrey Rush has won his defamation case against a Sydney newspaper, publisher and reporter. The Oscar winner sued Nationwide News and a journalist over articles accusing Rush of inappropriate behaviour. Justice Michael Wigney told the court that Rush and his supporters' evidence had more credibility than his accusers.
Mr. Rush alleged that the publications conveyed a number of defamatory imputations, including that he had engaged in scandalously inappropriate behaviour in the theatre.
Overseas in the United Kingdom will not be leaving the European Union after EU leaders granted another delay to Brexit. The British Prime Minister Theresa May sought a delay until the 30th of June, but EU leaders in Brussels have agreed to the 31st of October as the new Brexit date. They also asked for a review in June. Astronomers have unveiled the first ever photo of a black hole. It measures 40 billion kilometres across, 3 million times the size of the Earth, and has been described by scientists as a monster. The black hole is 500 million trillion kilometres away and was photographed by a network of 8 telescopes around the world. A black hole is a region of space from which nothing, not even light, can escape. They are not empty, but instead consist of a huge amount of matter packed densely into a small area, which gives it an immense gravitational pull. Rugby Australia's Integrity Unit is investigating Israel Folau over homophobic comments made by the Wallaby star on social media. Folau posted commentary on sexuality and religion on both Twitter and Instagram, declaring that homosexuals would go to hell. Rugby Australia described the posts as unacceptable, not representing the values of the sport, and disrespectful to members of the rugby community. Folau spoke out against same-sex marriage in 2017 and has said previously he would walk away from rugby if necessary because his faith is more important than his career. Let's take a look at tomorrow's weather now. It's partly cloudy in Perth, 28. In Adelaide, it'll be sunny and 25. Sunny also for Melbourne, 23. Much the same for Hobart, 20. In Canberra, cloudy and 22. Much the same for Wollongong, 21. Cloudy also for Sydney and 23. A shower or two in Newcastle, 25. Showers also for Brisbane, 26. Similar rainy conditions in Cairns and 29. And in Darwin, sunny, 34 degrees. Peggy Giacomelos for SBS News.